Every soul seeks redemption. And the older souls carry the heaviest burden of guilt and shame for having fallen from the divine level of consciousness in which they were first deposited into this realm as carriers of the supreme light and stewards of the creation, who over many lifetimes became accomplices in the fall and the degradation. But in the final incarnation at the end of time, the soul's perspective is obscured by that of the ego. The ego carries its own burden of guilt and shame for its misbehavior, for its lack of love, for its inability to care beyond its own narcissistic needs. But the problem is that the ego wants redemption by having someone else think you're good, having someone else, perhaps in one's family that one felt one failed, to change their attitude or to cling to their love and their good vision of one. But this does not bring redemption. The connections on the physical plane only bring attachment, only bring more alienation from the real self. And so the ego and the soul are at odds with each other. The ego wants redemption on the physical plane, and the soul wants redemption by returning to union with God. And at some point, it is the conflict between these two intentions that determines the destiny of the soul. The problem with the ego is that it is so fragile and so hypersensitive that it feels it cannot give up its attachment to those beings who offer it a vision of goodness that it cannot sustain within itself because of its massive feeling of lack and inadequacy and confusion and fragmentation. And so the soul cannot dislodge the ego from its obsession with finding the gaze of approval and desire and adoration on the physical plane. And therefore cannot withdraw its attention back into the unborn level of consciousness. And the soul is not free to remove the obscuration of the ego mentalization, its constant chattering attempts to make itself feel good by warding off the self-attacks that are constantly coming from within and projected as if they were coming from others. And so it is only when the soul has overcome those egoic tendencies and silenced the ego through its devotion to the inner light of the absolute self, that absolution from the relative false self can be felt in the purity of that love and light that come from the core of one's being, that the ego cannot feel and cannot direct its attention toward, because it does not feel that it has the right, the worthiness, the power to sustain that connection with a source of energy that will dissolve its delusional existence. And so the only way to overcome this trap in which the mind is caught is through a level of devotion to God, in which the love of God reaches not only the soul but the ego and brings redemption from its neediness to be loved on the physical dimension, and finds an uncanny love that fulfills its heart's deepest yearning in a way that no other relationship could. Once it is recognized that this love that comes from the deepest and most infinite and eternal level of consciousness is present within one's own heart, then it becomes clear that the only obstacle to being completely merged in that love light is the I thought that keeps itself identified with matter, with the dense energy field of the physical plane. But when the I thought drops away as an offering of love to the source of one's being, then the infinite light and the infinite power of God can miraculously dissolve the ego in its entirety, and all of its delusional conflicts and confusions and its sense of failure are wiped out through the surrender to that level of one's being that is eternally victorious, eternally divine, beautiful, and filled with infinite love. And one is able to redeem oneself from the hell realm of the ego's self-attacking, fragmented consciousness, and gain true mastery over its own mind. That mastery comes at the cost of the surrender of the I thought, the complete surrender of the illusion that one's consciousness is identical with the body and its thinking apparatus. And in the recognition that remains constant, that consciousness is pure presence, awareness that is free of thought, the intelligence of that level of one's being that is beyond the need to produce symbolic propositions, because all is already known through one's being that extends throughout time, brings one into the silence of knowledge, in which life becomes a spontaneous act of giving, of service, of joy, that does not require one's attention, because the will of that supreme intelligence moves the body spontaneously without the need for calculation. It is this Wu Wei, this effortless living, that is the art of freedom that is granted as the first level of one's redemption. And in the surrender of that feeling of need to be in control of the territories of the phenomenal plane of the body's activities, one gains the power to merge into that infinite love light and abide in true redemption of the soul, in which the Holy Spirit becomes one's true identity. May you give yourself the gift of this translation of your belief system and your values from the paradigm of the ego to that of the soul, so that the soul may surrender all of its understanding to that supreme infinite spirit that brings the only salvation that is real and true and eternal, and that has the power to cope with the adversity of the phenomenal plane and the challenges of existence that must be faced at the end of Kali Yuga. The strength to be victorious in this final examination of the soul's loyalty to God can only be passed through this inner self-redemption that is the sacrifice of the egoic intentions for the one yearning of union with the Absolute Self that is instantly fulfilled in the moment one's heart is fully given to God. May you know the peace that comes of directing the attention to the Supreme Self within and feeling the through line of direct connection that brings the downpour of Shakti, of divine love, and of silencing of the chattering mind in rapt attention to the Lord of Light. And may you know the deeper peace of being filled with such spiritual power that the ego can be given in sacrifice as an offering for one's redemption and feel the bliss of that offering's being accepted. And may you know the deepest, most glorious peace of consummating the union of consciousness with God and knowing that Supreme Self as I.